Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Pivot Edition of Sin City. It's your boy Kaz, as usual, chilling with my boy Father Time. Time, what's good, homie?
What's cracking, man? What up? What do you do? Let's go.
Man, you know what we do, man. Wednesdays, we get it in. We get to holler about what we going to holler about, do what we going to do, intimate encounters. Hey, before we get started, dog, keep game. I got to holler about something, man. I mean, I see this time and time again, so I'm just going to make a brief comment on it. You know what I'm saying? Ladies that's on Facebook, Twitter, I mean, wherever you going to show pictures at, wherever you going to show pictures. You put these provocative pictures on there, and soon as somebody comment, you get an attitude. I mean, really? I mean, you got your ass in under the caption saying, yeah, I like it from the back, and a motherfucker say, yeah, I want to fuck you from the back. You get an attitude. I mean, now, I'll be the first to say that all women are not hoes. But now, if you display a whole lot of qualities on there, what do you expect? What do you really expect out of that? I mean, that's just me, dog. I mean, am I feeling like that? Am I by myself feeling like that?
No, I agree with you 100%, man. It don't make no sense. If you're going to put that up there, you should expect to get some old crazy-ass comments. You put yourself out there, you know. If you dress up like a hoe, you can't get mad when somebody call you a hoe.
This is
point blank.
No, just me, because, you know, I mean, I don't get on that. I don't, you know, I don't comment on every picture.
You're breaking up, bro. You're breaking up.
What I said is, man, I said I don't comment on every picture that I see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't comment. I don't make comments on people's pictures. But, you know, if you got a picture with your ass out, yeah, I'm going to look. I'm going to look at that picture. And,
right.
You know, I see the comments that said up under it and all that, you know, bitch nigga, don't be commenting on me, I ain't no motherfucking hoe, but you got your motherfucking ass out, pussy motherfucking G-string. I mean, I ain't calling you a hoe, but yeah, you displaying to me that you ready to fuck.
That's what I see. I mean, you put the picture on there because you're trying to get some type of response. That's why you put that type of picture on there. But then when you get a response, it ain't the response that you're looking for. You get attitude. What, why put the picture up? If you got a half-naked picture, I'm going to say something crazy as hell to your ass. That's what you want. I don't understand it, man. I really don't understand. Hopefully we can get some ladies to call in and tell us all about that. What's the purpose? What's the point? If you don't want me to say, damn, can we hook up, then you don't show me all the goods at one time.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, like I said, I ain't saying you a hoe. I mean, you know, some people like to show off, and people who like to show off pictures like that, please, put them on sandcity.spruce.com. We have no problem. You can get butt, booty, ass naked if you want to. We have no problem with that. We have no problem with that at all. Your shit will not get deleted or anything.
Nope.
But my thing is just the women that just get on there and just, you know what I'm saying, just go off because you said, yeah. I mean, I seen one picture, dog. She was butt, booty, ass naked. Butt, booty, ass naked, bent over. And a dude said, oh, I would lick you from the top to bottom. Nah, bitch, you can't do nothing for me if you can't pay my motherfucking rent or some shit. I'm like, wow, you serious? You serious? This nigga just said he'll lick you. You should be like, thank you.
Right, that's a compliment. I was like, you can't compliment them nowadays, man. You cannot compliment them, man. They I don't know what it's. I guess it's the milk when we was growing up.
I don't know, brother. I don't know. But check this out, man. We're gonna jump into our next topic. I just thought I'd put that out there. We're gonna jump in our next topic. From Ashy to Classy. Man. A lot of people might want to know what I mean by from ashy to classy. Well, let me put it in terms of, you know, you that motherfucker, you that, I mean, okay, let's just put it out there. You that ghetto motherfucker, when you at the crib and you just sitting around, you ghetto as hell. I mean, if that's who you are, that's who you are. I have no problem with that. I mean, hey, each his own. But then when you walk out the door, you want to perpetrate. Like you just this classy ass motherfucker. Now I'm not just talking about women. I'm talking about men too, men and women. You know what I'm saying, y'all? But y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I mean, dog, that's just that. That's just like, okay, perfect example, dog. I wrote in the blog. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about the Moscato drinkers. All right. Here's my thing about that. Like I said. Motherfuckers, I mean, everybody wasn't up on that Moscato. I mean, everybody wasn't drinking it until, shit, I pretty much say to Drake and them started talking about the shit. Now, everybody got to have Moscato. Don't bother me none, shit. I don't give a fuck about Moscato. I mean, you know, it's a nice drink. But nah, don't sit there and be talking about, oh, a motherfucker got to bring me Moscato or nothing like that. Then I get that, and I look in your motherfucking refrigerator. You got barefoot. You got barefoot Moscato there. But then you talking about, oh, motherfucker, I only drink this Diafra or pink Moscato. Or, what the fuck is that? Come on, man. Why are you trying to act all, bougetto, as you might say? I mean, what's up with that, dog? How you feeling on that?
Man, I'm told, dude. I still drink 40s. I don't care what the rappers talk. I don't care what they pumping. You know what I'm saying? If you don't drink what I drink, we ain't drinking together. Because I'm not buying no extra shit. I can't afford no goddamn Cristal and all that kind of shit, man.
Now, with that being said, ain't nobody. I don't think nobody gonna go as far as the Cristal. I mean, unless your shit daddy status. And
okay,
all,
well, we could go with the, like. I've never had Grey Goose a day in my life.
Oh, not
I know
sure.
that's popular. I don't like, drink that kind of shit.
I like the Goose now. I like the Goose, and I do drink. I do drink it when money permits. When money permits, I drink my Grey Goose. But now, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't no problem with drinking me a Smirnoff, though. I had no problem at all. Janine, what's
okay.
up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. Taking a test.
Taking a test?
Yep.
Damn. You sound like you need somebody to come rub your feet or something.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Get you nice and relaxed.
I need something.
Oh, okay, okay. What about a bottle of Barefoot Moscato? Is that cool?
Yeah, I drink whatever.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, you know you got some out there that will not drink Barefoot. They won't drink it with you. You know what I'm saying? But when they see the girl, they grab by that Barefoot girl, come on over here. But then when you see, like, well, you want something from the store? Yeah, I need the Osti. Huh? What? What the fuck? I'm at Walgreens. What the fuck you mean? You need the Osti? You know what I'm saying? You ain't been drinking the Osti. You ain't been drinking pink Moscato. Now all of a sudden, you had a pink. I'm sensing that with a lot of women these days, and I'm trying to tell you, that shit is wrong.
So I need me a hood girl. I need a girl that's gonna drink a 40 with me.
I don't want no hood. I mean, I ain't got no problem. If you want to drink with me, we can drink. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem. But if this is your thing, if this is what you drink, and I know this is what you drink, I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the issue of me just saying, oh, I can't afford this. I mean, regardless, Moscato, either way, ain't all that. I mean, you know, you got something that costs more than others. But my thing is that, you trying to just act all bougie when a motherfucker tell you, all right, you want something to drink. But that go for the hard liquor, too. You motherfucking E&J drinkers, E&J drinking ass bitches, then you talking about, I need Remy. What? You need Remy? Bitch, you drink E&J. You drink Miller High Life, but you want Coronas. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's, keep it real. Why I got to be buying you something extra?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Senator, I don't drink none of that shit. What's the price difference between E&J and the other thing you said? What was the other drink you said?
Remy.
What's the price difference?
Shit, that depends. I mean, you got Remy VSOP, you got regular Remy, you got that Remy 1501. I mean, shit, you looking at anywhere between $15 and $30, the price range.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You gonna drink some unsweetened Kool-Aid? Man, you got me fucked up. No, it's not gonna happen. She gonna drink some Wild Irish Rose because that's what I drank.
Hold on, you know you are bad.
Now hold on. With that being said, man, I did an experiment. I did an experiment where I took some Wild Irish Rose. Bottle of white, bottle of red. I put some 7-Up. I pulled out halfway. I poured some 7-Up in there and put it in a Moscato bottle. Motherfuckers did not know the difference. Motherfucker, that's the shit. Come on.
You're breaking up, dude. You're breaking up big time.
Oh, man. Can you hear me, Janine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, that means that's you then, dog.
Can't be me.
Janine,
is he breaking up to you, or is he sounding clear?
I hear. All right.
That must be you. Now, like I was saying, if I was so rudely interrupted, because I gave it to, they was like, "Oh yeah, that's that shit right there. That's that shit." I'm like, okay, but it's Wild Irish Rose. How's that? I mean, but you this motherfucking Moscato connoisseur. But how all of a sudden how you not know the difference? What you think about that, Janine?
I guess they were just acting phony. And me, I don't know what I be drinking half the time. As long as it tastes good, I drink it.
Say they get the ripple.
I go by taste. I don't go by name brand. I don't be looking at the brands and all this and that. If somebody tell me, hey, try this, I try it. That's just how I am.
I'm with you on that because I've been to the club. The motherfucker asked, hey, can you buy me a drink? Yeah, I'll buy you a drink. And Motherfucker, I want a Patron margarita. A Patron margarita. What the fuck? You don't know if they put Patron or motherfucking Jose Cuervo in there. Now, why in the fuck you got to have a Patron margarita? Because them get you fucked up. And what liquor you know don't get you fucked up?
Well, why don't you just tell the bartender she's going to have another drink of what she already drank?
Well, half the time the bartender ain't paying attention. I mean, you really can't put that on the bartender because the bartender's shit. I mean, it ain't like we in a saloon. You know what I'm saying? We're in a club. It's like, you know, they taking 40, 50 orders every 5 minutes. So you can't really, well, she had what she, I don't know what the fuck she just had.
Okay, now he went out. He went out completely this time.
Oh, I said it was.
Yeah, you did go out.
I told you it ain't my phone. It's your regular computer phone, whatever you hell you know. We got a new caller to the show, y'all. Don't call us in the city. Who we talking to?
Yes, this is not a boo.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
So what's the topic?
All right. Tonight's topic, we're talking about these Moscato drinkers, these old fake-ass Moscato drinkers. And we basically talking about motherfucker trying to go from ashy to classy.
Well, I tell you like this, I always been ashy, but when I step out my house, I'm classy than a motherfucker. So, hey, as a black person, you know what I'm saying, we always got a little ash in us, but, you know, every day you got class in you, so. I don't know. I ain't never really heard the topic, so you know what I'm saying? I'm classy every day. I look at my feet,
okay,
they might be a little ashy, but I'm classy every day.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you something, Natalie. Now, check this out. We kicking it, right? I mean, you know, I call you up. You know, everything cool between us. You know, I asked you, I call you and I said I'm at the liquor store.
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked you, you want me to bring you something?
All right.
All right, now, I'm going to ask you, what do you normally drink?
I'm a dark girl myself, so I like my Crown Royal. I ain't no Hennessy drinker. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you spend a bunch of money for what? All the shit do the same thing.
Okay, cool. So if I come to your house and I look and you say, well, you know, I'm already sipping, you know what I'm saying, but you could bring a little something else because, you know, this is almost gone. I could pretty much expect to see a bottle of Crown Royal at your crib, right?
Okay. If that's what you drink, that's what I should have
that fight. No, that's what I'm asking you. If you say, well, you know, the Crown Royal, you know, I got some here, but... You know, I got some drink here, but it's almost gone.
Okay.
I say, well, what you got? You know, what you drinking on? And you say, well, I want some Crown Royal. So now when I walk in the door, I should expect to see an empty bottle, at least an empty bottle of Crown Royal, not an empty bottle of motherfucking Skull.
Sip, at least a sip.
I mean, but I ain't going to see no bottles of Skull's Vodka right there, Emma.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. That's an alcoholic drink.
Right. Well, that's my point. This is what I'm saying. You got these women out here that, you know, they tell me I need to bring them some motherfucking Remy VSOP. But when I get there, you got a bottle of ENJ sitting right there. Why in the fuck are you trying to make me buy you
drink? Shit like that, huh?
You say what now?
Yeah, it do be a lot of our sisters out here really, you know, making it bad for us. You know what I'm saying? But like I tell a real man, they should be able to spot that shit off gate. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't drink that shit at the club, you know what I'm saying, how you drinking it, you know what I'm saying, sitting up in your house just for leisure because a guy want to come see you, now you want to break his pockets in here. Well, let me see if he can bring this for me or bring that for me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's making us look kind of bad, for real.
Right. Okay. See, now we on the same page here. We on the same page. Because I'm wondering that, too.
What's the other drink that's real popular, you know what I'm saying, like Cristal and all that shit? I wish a nigga would bring a bottle of you know, wine or champagne or whatever to my house that costs more than anything that I have on at that particular time. Because who the fuck gonna drink that? Bitch, that's just gonna sit on the shelf and look like a trophy piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't impressed. You're not impressing me with bringing something, you know what I'm saying, like that. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You know? I'm not drinking gold. I mean, that shit is crazy. You know? People just flaunt it because you got it. But even if you got it, I don't feel like you should flaunt it. You know what I'm saying? For real,
well,
not a number.
In the mortal words of my man, Nino Brown, yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours, man.
No, not no particular ways. There's other ways we can flaunt our money to use instead of drinks and, you know, stuff like that. That's, you know, when you wake up in the morning, what? You shitted it out, you pissed it out, now where you at? You broke.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's my whole thing. If you going to sit there, I mean, like I said, if you got it, if this is what you drink, then I understand. But if you sitting there and you know damn well, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know what? I got one. I remember once me and my guy, we picked up these two girls, right? You know what I'm saying? We pick up these girls and, you know, on the way there, what y'all drink? Oh, we want a fifth of hen. All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I know these bitches ain't no Hennessy drinkers, you know what I'm saying? But, all right, nevertheless, I buy it. Man, now, it was one girl, she was cool. She poured her little cup. She was cool, you know what I'm saying? The other bitch was just trying to dog. I mean, she taking the motherfucker. She turning the motherfucker up by the bottle. She dogging the motherfucker. That bitch threw up all in my nigga's truck. Because she couldn't handle the shit. But all she keep talking about is, I drink him. So I said, man, what the fuck y'all drink earlier? He's like, shit, Seagram's. I'm like, so this bitch mixed Seagram's and Hennessy together. Now this bitch on the side of the road. We started to leave our ass on the highway, but we was nice and we took our ass on home. But you know what I'm saying? That's just that old evil. That's that Henry type shit. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I don't know.
That's real. I mean, I feel like, you know, everybody go through their ups and downs on crazy shit. But, I mean, this is like 2012. People always say, well, why you say 12? Because I feel like we already there. You know, I don't never live in the past. I always live in the future. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just time out for bull crap. You know, if you got somebody you like, I mean, I believe in buying a man a drink. I believe in taking a man out. I believe in buying a man a gift. I believe in all that because I want the same respect back. So if you was raised in the old school where, you know, you give out to others and you want others to do unto you and all that stuff, then it's not pretty much hard for me. Some people can't even grasp that, you know, that thing of just, well, he a man, he supposed to take care of me, or he a man, I don't buy no man, nothing, da da da. That's why you still stuck in the predicament that you in. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to do for somebody like they do for you. You know what I'm saying? I believe in putting a little sticky note on the pillow, putting something on the steering wheel. I believe in doing all that. Let you know you cared for too. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Give her a round of applause, bro.
It's a give and it's a give and take. You know, we living in a trying world. We always say we want a good man. We want a good man. But damn, a good man want a good woman. I mean, vice versa.
Man, god damn. I feel
just broke it down. Are you single?
I'm very much single. I have a friend, but I'm single. Ain't no ring on it. So my grandmama say you're single because when you fill out an application, it say married, separated, or divorced. It don't say boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, I just got one. It's not. Go ahead, man. I can't do that. I don't really know it like that yet. So go ahead.
It's messed out of blood. Check me out, Miss Netta Boo, Facebook.
Okay, well,
you need to be on Sin City.
That's what I'm saying. You need to put a page on Sin City, sincity.spruce.com.
Two horsemen, baby.
You said what?
Representing Gary, Indiana, 92 Horsemen, baby.
Oh, damn. Here we go. Go on,
start day, all day. I'm living down south now in that mighty Mississippi, though. It's hotter than a motherfucker down.
Go on, start that bullshit, timer. Go on ahead.
It's hotter than a motherfucker. What's up, Horseman? I know y'all listening. Love all you motherfuckers.
No doubt. That's good. From
the old school, the new school, and from the, well, we ain't got no up-and-coming school because they don't shut our shit down, but goddamn it, we still out there. We still mighty and we still strong.
That's right.
I pop out Dolby Juniors. What? What's good?
Here y'all go with this horse man shit.
Ride on, baby. I'm a good rider, too. I went to the right school. My mom be like, hey.
Okay, well, see, we can expect a page on sincity.spruce.com from right now.
Hook my shit up, man. Hook my shit up. Hook my shit up, for real. You going to help me hook my shit up. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it big.
I'll help you hook it up. I'll help you hook it up.
G's. We're going to do it for them G's out there. What's up, G's? All day.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, but check this out, y'all. Hey, I want to do a little survey. All right. I'm gonna start off with Janine.
Hold on, man. Before we do that, let's go into a song right quick, and we'll be right back with y'all.
You owe money to your three baby mamas. And you just bought an Escalade? That's bullshit.
Cigarello cigars, spitting bars to the foot in stilettos. She bullshitto, that means she bougie and ghetto. Bougie cause her shoes are long, cost a grand. Ghetto cause she cuts too much and talk with her hands. Says she on the grabs his mates to save. My baby got back like mates got sprayed. You know the bougie type. Boombastic, Maybelline queen, all plastic. Front with they tank on empty. Big ass for urethane, cut the top off a Bentley. I roll the truck slow, the gas I ease on it. Got a trail on the back, four wheeler with D's on it. Got the leather with the G's on it. Gangsta, gangsta, gotta get it good at it.
Thank you.
classroom? Now that's a bugetto.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back. Hey, right, check this out. Now we said we're gonna do this little survey. But check it out. Before I hit y'all, I'm gonna call somebody. I'm gonna call a couple of people and see if they down to do this survey. You gonna roll with me with this?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm gonna call a couple of people. I'm gonna see how they feel about it. Give me one second. We're gonna call these people because a lot of people be talking real slick, talking about what that, you know, how they do this and how they do that. And I just want to know what people should really be thinking.
Call them up, bro.
You know, I told you I had to call you before while my show was on, right?
Yeah.
But check this out, man. I want you to do me a favor. I'm gonna do this survey on here, and I want you to answer a couple of questions for me.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, check this out. Question number one. How much money do you take when you go out to the club?
I'll take at least about
40. Take about 40 bucks?
Yeah, that's all I need.
That's all you need. Okay. Question number two. Once you get there, do you look for men to buy you drinks?
I don't look forward to it, but I know it's going to happen.
Okay. I mean, okay, now you say you don't look forward to it, but you know it's going to happen. Do you ask or do you wait till you approached?
Wait till I approach.
You wait till you approach?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tommy, you got any questions you want to ask before I finish this up?
Let's say you got two guys that ask you to dance at the same time. One guy looks decent, the other guy is your Brad Pitt. Who do you dance with?
You said the other guy looks like what?
One guy looks decent, the other guy looks like you're a Brad Pitt. I mean, just, you know.
Put it this way. One dude looks decent, the other dude got money. Which one do you dance?
I'm going to go to the one that got some money. I ain't going to go to the white that's looking decent. I can't settle for less.
So I mean, but he's a nice looking guy. He's a nice looking guy, but this other guy, the other guy don't look as good as he do, but he got more money.
It depends on how frat I'm in. Because I know that nigga with money, he got all the bitches that's up in here. So I might fuck around with the dude that looking all right.
Okay. So now timer.
Yeah.
What category do you put in?
I would say more of a socializing type.
Yeah, I think you're a socialite. I think you're a socialite. I'm going to give you a socialite now. All right, baby.
All righty.
That's what's up. All
right.
All right. Check this out now. I'm gonna ask Janine. Janine.
Yeah.
What category do you put her in?
Tell her the categories first, dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the categories?
The categories are ashy, the classy, socialite, Bujetto, and Cougar.
From what I heard, she sounds like a socialite.
Okay, okay. What about you, Nada? What category do you give her?
I'm going to kind of say socialite with a top of bougie. Because, I'm at a club, I'm not enjoying myself, and I'm pretty sure everybody else is. And I mean, I'm just being realistic. Some people are like, yeah, right, I'm just being realistic. I don't give a fuck about what you got. If a nigga asks me to dance, I'm going to dance. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to enjoy myself. I don't care what's in your pocket. I don't care what you're doing. I'm there to enjoy myself. Nigga, let's get it on. If you can shake a hip, I'm going to shake a hip with you.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, because I'm just trying to figure them out, man. I'm trying to figure them out. We trying to.
The money, cause the money myself, I'm not taking no more than $20 in the club. I need is me two drinks to be social. Now, if anybody wants to buy me a drink, you can buy me a drink. I don't go up to no man and say, oh, I'm thirsty, I've been dancing all night long, please buy me a drink. Oh, Lord, I'm about to pass out. No, I don't do none of that. I never have. It ain't never been in my soul. Like she say, I know a man is going to buy me a drink. It's only how you carry yourself. If you go in there, you buy yourself a drink, and you be social, a man, you know, sees a nice-looking woman, you know what I'm saying, smiling, you know, just vibing and shit, he go, man, what you drinking? You know, he going to come out to offer you a drink. If he want any type of conversation, then I just got to grunt my throat. Like, I can't talk, and my throat dry any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all how you do shit.
Okay.
You probably have to grunt a little bit like that. Oh, your throat dry, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Refresh me.
Right here, you
want some water or something for that? Refresh me. What you buy me? Refresh me, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up. Hold up, y'all.
It all worked out, goddammit.
We're going to make another phone call. Let's see what we get on this. Let's see if we get enough. See if we get somebody back there. Just didn't get no call on it. Call drop. All right, we ain't getting an answer there. What you thinking, man? What you thinking?
Okay, let's ask Janine the same question. Janine, your turn. We're going to see where you at, what category you fall in. We're going to let Netta do you, and then we're going to let you do Netta. Ooh, that sounds sexy, huh?
Ooh, that sounded good. God damn. Oh, I'm sorry. Our mind just got a little twisted for a second.
Okay, hit off with the questions, dog.
All right, Janine. How much money do you bring to the club? Janine?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I usually bring about at least it's always about $40 to $60 at least.
Okay. Now when you go to the club, do you expect the man to buy you a drink?
Nope.
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all.
No.
Good, no. Her answer was no.
The answer is no.
I heard him. Shut up.
Thanks, Celia.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
That's that rat bastard talking shit. Ain't nobody here talking to him. All right. Next question. All right. You got the guy. You know, you got the guy. This is a decent looking guy, nice looking guy. And you got the big baller, the one that, you know, he just gleaming in the club. Both of them ask you to dance. Which one do you dance with?
I have to choose.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, you don't have to choose. I mean, what do you do?
Well, I would dance with both of them.
Oh, okay. I mean, because as far as you're concerned, it's what, just a dance?
Yeah, because I like to dance.
Okay.
See, we are both social people. Have no particular group of people.
Okay, well, let me ask, since both of y'all claim y'all social, right, let me ask y'all a question. Okay, this goes back to the alcohol. I just roll up on you and I ask you if you want a drink. Do you change your drink?
I don't change nothing. Not for the price, the man, nothing.
So if you drink, if you got a cup of water, and I roll up on you and ask you if you want a drink, you're going to order another water. Because
that's
what
I'm
Yeah,
well,
I'm
going to
drink a wine.
That's what I was drinking. Yeah. I'm not going to treat you no different than a brother or uncle or whatever. No, that's what I'm drinking, baby. That's what you can buy me. I'm not going to say, oh, damn, I got water, but I really want a fucking wine. I'm so glad you showed up. No, I wouldn't do that. Now, if you had a six-pack. This could get a bitter. You feel me?
Okay, now ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I can go along with that one.
I'm not going to, you know, just take advantage of the situation. I mean, at least have a conversation with you, let the mood get a little better. You know what I'm saying? And then you might be like, well, damn, ain't you tired of water? Well, yeah, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't bum rush the guy. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like the program got fucked up a long time ago.
Okay, that's true. That's true. All right, check it out. I'm gonna make another phone call. I'm gonna get somebody tonight. I'm gonna get somebody tonight. I'm dialing out, people. I'm dialing out.
Be all about the money, huh? You got to be fat. You got to have money. You got to have a car, the house. For a man to be walking and talking.
They
and healthy.
They must got a Boost Mobile. They shit ain't even started ringing yet.
Damn.
We gonna drop them. They must got a Boost Mobile.
I know my people's like, yeah, right, you're on the radio station.
I don't know. I'm determined to find somebody. I'm trying to find one of these Bougettos. That's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to one of them Bougettos.
I used to know them back in the day, but hey, they was fucking up my shit, so I had to let them go.
Okay. Okay.
Let's make a new subject. What about dumb hoes that swear and gab they don't shop at Walmart and all that shit? So then I'll be in the club like, I got them jeans from Walmart, dog.
You know what? That's a good topic. That you know what? That
they go to the mall for everything. These knockoff ass clothes that they be having on. Oh, I got that at the outlet. Yeah, be in the back of your goddamn garage.
You know what? You're not lying. You know, I mean, because a lot of times we got the fellas, you know.
Knock off purses, the earring, the fake jewelry, that's crystals, not diamonds.
Right. So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, us as fellas, how do we detect that? Because, I mean, you know, of course, y'all always have to look at a motherfucker. I mean, when we go to the club, pretty much we've got to have. You know, we gotta have something on this looking a bit. Y'all get to go. Y'all know y'all can shop it. As long as y'all get tight and sexy, y'all, we really don't care where the fuck you got it from.
Thank you. And let me tell you about that. A woman does not have to spend millions and hundreds of dollars on anything that they put on their body. Nothing. It's just a trend. Like they say, you want to keep up with the Joneses. I ain't never, and it's on TV, bought me a $50, $60 pair of jeans. I ain't never bought me no $70, $80 pair of gym shoes. I ain't never done nothing. I guarantee you, every time I walk out of my house, I look cleaner than a bitch that did. And I look better than a hoe that did. because she don't even want to wash her shit. She's so scared the fucking shit might fuck up when she wash it. Oh, if I wash it, it might not be stone wash no more. If I get the skinny jeans, they might not be skinny no more.
Now they're going to be too damn skinny. She don't have to give them away.
Good. Everything I put on, I still do what they say, the candies, the fashion sets, the all that. I still do all of that. And I still look damn good. And I ain't never in my life spent all that money on that bullshit. Why? You paying for a name. You putting money in other people's pocket. If you going to look good, look good. Who you looking good for? Yourself or somebody else?
Hey, I feel you. I feel you. How you feel about that, Janine?
Lettos, and then your ass can't even run from a goddamn mother about to break a goddamn ankle because you got on some 500 goddamn shoes you can't do shit with.
Boy, you is hot about that. Janine, how you feel?
I think that heels work just as good as those stilettos. And I look good, and I got a closet full of them motherfuckers, too.
I think your ass is crazy. All right, hold up now. Let me get you point of view on that. Janine, how you feel about that?
If that's what people choose to do, they dress how they want to dress. That's how I do my kids, but me, myself, I don't, I could barely even buy myself some clothes, so I wouldn't even know about name brand nothing.
I'm glad Janine said that. That's another new topic. That'll be next week's topic. How about these fathers, these no-good-ass daddies?
Here we go.
Then they leave 30 years later and expect us to keep up with that bullshit. Yeah, let's talk about that topic too, goddammit.
What did I say yesterday?
Yeah, wait a minute. What did you say? I'm sorry. You must have been on here yesterday for that one. That was yesterday's topic.
When the baby got deep. At Tim's, everything fashionable. Then when a baby get so fat, baby can't even get a damn outfit out the day.
Wow.
Can't even get shit. Goddamn, can't even get a wife beat up. They come from Ed Hardy.
All right, and Tom, I'm going to let you handle that. Tom?
Yeah, man.
I think she's pitching now. She pinching now. What you gonna say about it?
I mean, hey, maybe you just had your kids with the wrong motherfucker. Cause all of us ain't like that.
His daddy, cause I wouldn't let them buy that shit. Cause I told them from day one, you put them in Tim's, they gonna be in Tim's till they 25, not till they motherfucking 3. So you start it off, you gonna keep it off. So guess where we went? We went to 2 for $29.
Well, I mean,
the outlet.
There's a thing called a recession going on. You
hey,
know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can't afford to buy that shit they used to buy.
That bullshit now. You know, all these young mamas and young daddies out here, 16, 17 years old, they want their kids to look fashionable. You better think about 5-10 years from now when you can't buy that shit because you ain't got no education because you dropped out of school to have that baby. It ain't what it used to be, goddammit, shit.
So what about these fake-ass mothers that dress better than their kids? What about them?
That's a new subject, too, because I don't see the snotty-nosed kids.
No, that ain't new, but you said all these old bomb-ass, fake-ass fathers. What about the fake-ass, bomb-ass mothers?
Mama,
they got their head shit done, but their kids, their daughters ain't even combed. Come on, now.
Daddy, if the daddy doing it, that means the mama allowing it. So I said mama and daddy. I ain't just say mama, daddy. I said mama and daddy. Because I said I'm not going to allow my kid's father to go start that shit, and I know I can't keep up with it.
Oh, okay.
That's something that you have talks about, not just going to shopping and you go buy on impulse. Oh, it look cute for the baby. Then you looking at all this shit your baby got, don't all grew all this shit, and goddamn, you can't sell it, repress it, you can't do nothing with it. And ain't no food in the refrigerator.
I guess it goes two ways, though.
That shit work both ways. It take two to screw, take two to make one.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at daddies walking around here, and they sons ain't even got on no gym shoes, but the daddies do. So it worked both ways.
Right, but yeah, you're right. Because you can say that about mamas, too. They got their hair down and they go to shit looking raggedy as hell.
Well, you know what? It's really so much really ain't even on the mama because it's always mama's baby. It's daddy's maybe. The mama's got to be there 24 hours whether they got it or don't get it. Whether they have it or don't have it. The mama's always there. You know what I'm
saying? That's not true. It's a whole bunch of mamas that drop their babies off at grandmama's house so they can go hit the club or do whatever they got to do. So that's not
true. Yeah, that's true, too. But it ain't really so much like it was when we was coming up. Now it's even worse. When we was coming up, grandmamas weren't really having that shit. Now it's even worse. So, yeah, you do got a lot of them mothers out there that's not taking care of, you know what I'm saying, their responsibilities. And you do see them clean and you do see them partying that weekend. They ain't got no money for diapers, but they got money for drinks. They hair nice. They nails done.
All right. And the baby ain't got a hair comb.
The baby ain't got the hair cone. The baby ain't got no diapers. The baby ain't got no babysitter.
Right, but society say that's the man's fault. That's the father's fault.
Well, how much money the mama get? Is she getting child support? I mean, is she getting secondary help? Is she even trying to get help? So it's really basically two-way split. I'm not going to just put it on the dead. It's a two-way split.
Okay. Hey, man, bring in
equal
that new
opportunity.
Caller, man.
It's a two-way split.
Okay.
It's a two-split. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I think that you give a lot, especially, you know, I don't like being a single mama raising two boys. You know, I really don't feel like, you know, it went on very well in the older days. But now you got more of our teenage boys and our young boys hitting the streets at 13, 12, or 14 years old. So I do believe now it's more patent now these days to have a man in the household, to have that role model in their life. You know, back then, yeah, the mamas raised 10 kids by themselves, most of them boys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They
okay.
were never
hold around. On. They, hold, they on. Strong. Hold on. 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 Caller,
okay.
Hello there. How y'all doing today?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
This is the Master Black Abel. Well, how you guys doing, man? I like the topic.
What's up, Abel?
Not a whole lot, man. You guys talking about fathers today?
You said you just got off a father today.
No. I said you guys talking. There you go again, trying to clown me, man.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Excuse me?
I said, how you feeling today, bro?
I'm doing great. How yourself?
I'm good, man. We working the politics like we are today. We're good.
Somehow my phone's, I don't know if it's my phone, your phone's breaking up, man.
That's
it. I said, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Last time is the best.
All right, man, look. We didn't jump from subject to subject, but right now we're discussing.
Okay, man, you time.
We're discussing how these women are always dogging out the fathers. But some of these mothers are just as bad as the fathers, but nobody never says shit about them. It's always the father's fault. The baby hair is combed, that's the father's fault.
Well, my take on that is kind of like this, right? The whole thing, specifically with regards to how black males are treated in America, I think it's a design to break down or to kind of confuse our black family structure. Because I've been doing some reading on this particular topic in recent times, and I've realized that from the time black people were brought to the United States till now, the United States government have been very deliberately breaking or disturbing black familyhood. And the way to do that is to make sure the fathers are completely absent from the home, and I think the welfare system is one aspect of it, you know, where they'll kind of like make the fathers look completely stupid and not wanted in the family.
so that they can give the women welfare at the expense of the family. You know, wants to make the fathers look like they are nothing. They are you know, basically just a bunch of non-score whatsoever. Then they can go ahead and give a few dollars here and there every month to the mothers, even though the father's presence in the home is very, very important. Like your sister was just saying not too long ago. I think black folks have to take a very close look at this. Maybe we can find a solution to this problem if we completely shut off the government from our business and take care of our family like the way it's always been. I think black families, we can put this thing together, but we have to take the government hands out of it.
I don't think the government got nothing to do with it, man. I'm talking about the females that's always saying, oh, your daddy ain't shit. You know,
well,
I'm talking about those types.
Yeah,
but they ain't doing what
they're
supposed to do neither.
But Father Time, you know, you are just looking at the tip of the whole picture. You gotta take a look at the bigger picture here. What's happening that you're referring to there is not the bigger picture. The big picture is how the government has been successful in completely, you know, interfering with black fatherhood in the home. You know,
I disagree with you, man. The government didn't have nothing to do with my daddy not being around. That was all my mama. Government had shit to do with that. My mama drove his ass away.
And why did that happen? How do you think that went down?
You see, because that's just how my mama is. She's hood. My mama a gangster. All about the money.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, not all women are like that, though. Not all family structures are broken down like the way you're describing.
Right.
I
agree with that. But I'm saying a lot of times when the father's not present in the kid's life, a lot of times it'd be the mother driving the father away. She may not know she's doing it, but that's what she's doing. We can't be together, so you can't see the baby. Shit like that.
Yeah, but Father Time, you know, like I said earlier, one of the factors that make that to be possible is the fact that most of these women can just run downtown and fill up the form and get money on a regular basis from the government. If you did not have that, like it is the case in Africa, no woman can walk to any government center anywhere in Africa and get free money every month, claiming it to be child support or me or welfare whatsoever. You know, and my belief is that because we don't have such a structure, women, I mean, the family structures in Africa are very rock solid. You know, in most cases, women rely on their men for their daily bread. You know, I'm not saying that it should happen here in the United States, but on the line of family structure, I think just based on the fact that we don't have welfare in Africa, makes it rock solid for families to stay together. If we had a system here, if the government was not giving these women money like they do on a regular basis, and again, for you sisters, some of you who are listening, I'm not trying to disrespect you or anything. All I'm just saying is that sometimes the contributing factors for families not being together, especially with fathers not being at home, is because
but
of
that
the
won't
government.
Work here, man.
What?
That won't work here. That won't work here. Because American women are too independent. The first thing a woman tell you is, I don't need no man to take care of me. I take care of myself.
And that's cool. That's cool. But on the line of family structures, most women will look for a man to be in the home. Like the sister was just saying not too long ago, it's completely impossible for a woman to take care of two boys on her own. Yeah, she might be successful at doing it when the boys are very little, but as they begin to grow into manhood, they need a manly structure in the home to keep them down. She can't do it. They'll be sitting in her face and telling her all kinds of stuff she don't want to hear. And it's very, very rampant in our society today.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We need to go to the song right quick. Alright, let's go to the song real quick.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Yo. We about to start an epidemic with this one. Y'all know what this is.
invisible debt and little ice cube blocks. If can call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If can call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white gold, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day, like just change clothes. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee on South Beach in my wife be. You can tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming. I stay low from achieving.
I got a grill I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later some drops jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say,
smile for me, daddy. What you looking at?
Come on.
Let me see your grill.
Let me see my what?
If I take a deep breath, my teeth gleaming like I'm chewing on aluminum foil. Smiling, summoning all my diamonds, sipping on some potent oil. I put my money where my mouth is and bought a grill. 20 cash, 30 stacks, they don't know I'm so for real.
Yeah.
My motivation is some 30 point of CVS in front of 10 in my mouth. Peace simply symbolizes death.
That's right.
I got the wristwear and neckwear that's captivating.
What?
But it's my pride, I got these on, look a spectating. My mouth keeps simply certified, a total package. Open up my mouth and you see more cash. Giving everybody chills, call me George Foreman, cause I'm selling everybody grills.
What you looking at?
Let me see your grill.
Let you see my wife.
Yeah, your grill.
Rob the jewelry store and tell her make me a grill.
She said,
got them yellows, got them purples, got them reds.
Hey.
Life gon' hit it, make you woozy in your head.
Hey.
You can catch me in my two short drop. Mouth got colors like a fruit.
Yeah.
It's what it do when the loo ice grill. Cut your grandma where the hustles move bricks. And the gangsters bang hammers where I got them. You can spot them on the top and the bottom. Got a bill in my mouth like I'm Hillary Rodham.
I ain't dissing nobody, but let's bring it to the light.
Yeah, was the first with my mouth right white.
Yeah.
Sets, it's a fabulous thing. One white, one yellow, like fabulous chain. And the other set is same. Got my name in the mold.
And a whole top diamond in the bottom, rose gold.
Yo, yo, y'all, welcome back, welcome back. Y'all know how we do, man. We sitting back.
Let me ask a question to the ladies right quick, man. Ladies, are y'all still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I mean, I don't know exactly how to word this, but I want to talk about the independent thing. Do ladies really think you don't need a man? Okay, let's take sex out of the equation. But do y'all consider yourself independent ladies, first of all?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, now, all the other ladies chose not to answer the question, man. Or they've left the studio. So, only lady we got on here is Janine right now. We got some listening, baby. Y'all be yourself, independent. Press the number one button and holler up for yourself.
Okay, so Janine, let me ask you, you don't, do you think you can go through life without a man? If you just, okay, we're going to take sex out of your equation. Sex doesn't factor in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, companionship. Can you, do you think you can get along without a man?
That's a difficult question for me. I can, but I choose not to. I can.
So you're saying that you really don't, you know, you really don't need a man in the house with you?
Say woo!
Hold up, man. We got another call on. Hey, what's happening? Fred?
Oh, hello?
What's good?
Hello?
Hey.
Jackson, what's up?
How you doing? I seen you press one.
I'm fine. Yeah, I did.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, you asking if I think I'm independent. Yeah, I think I'm independent.
All right, so you can live without a man?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm independent.
I mean, I'm just asking the question, that's all.
No, I don't feel like I can live without a man, no.
Okay, so if you're independent, what do you need the man for? I mean, what would be his job description?
For companionship, mainly. And but I do expect that if I'm with a man, he does hold his own. He ain't gotta do any and everything for me, but he has to at least be able to take care of himself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, all right, now. I mean, well, let me ask you, bro. You think you can go the rest of your life without a woman?
No, I can't.
You don't?
I don't think I can. I can go stretch it. But I don't know about the rest of my life.
I mean, hold on, brother.
I need somebody to talk to, man. I need somebody I can share my feelings with. You know what I mean?
Don't you got a cat?
Yeah, I got a cat. That motherfucker don't talk back.
No,
I need
but
somebody
not,
I can come
now,
with and discuss about.
Wait, hold on now. Hold on. And Janine, I'm from the show. Weeks ago, he say he didn't need nobody. He don't need a relationship to make him he is this, that, and other. Do anybody come after just?
Right, but that's a relationship. That's a relationship. We talking about just a woman in my life. That's a big difference. I ain't talking about a girlfriend, boyfriend. Sometimes you need. In a guy's case, sometimes you need that woman you can talk to. She ain't got to be your woman. Y'all ain't even got to be having sex.
Call your
sister.
But you
still need somebody you can reach out to. Everybody does.
Call to your sister.
For what? I don't even like her.
Well, I mean, you said you don't. I mean, dog. Now come on, now. Just 2 weeks ago, you was talking about you don't need no woman for shit. Now you talking about you need them, ladies. I think y'all need to get his ass about.
Whatever, dude.
Now, I feel every man on the show, with the exception of Abel, as long as he got that machine, I think every other man needs a woman in their life.
And what you just said, man, I didn't get that part because your phone broke off. You mentioned my name. What did you just say?
I said other than you because you know you got your green machine. Other than that, I think all men need a woman.
You still sleeping in the dark, man. Come on, man. We're in a new era. Let's focus on reality, man. Forget about that stupid grand machine stuff that doesn't even exist.
What?
All I'm saying is everybody needs somebody to talk to. So I think all the females that says they're independent, they don't need a man for nothing. I just have a hard time believing that. Because every man needs a woman and every woman needs a man. You may not, it don't have to be sexual. You guys could be just good-ass friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to add up my 2 cents to this particular issue, too, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Is that okay? Okay. Now, I personally feel that the reason why people are having these feelings about not wanting to have a man or a woman was right back down to the comment I made earlier with regard to how the U.S. government have broken down the black family. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not lying about this. This is true. Because when you have a system where women feel that their men are not doing what they're supposed to do because they're not effective enough, you know, because they've been broken down into tiny little pieces, they're not manly enough. You know, that leads to women thinking of them in such negative way as they are doing now. And then on the other end, on the opposite, when you flip the coin, the way men look at women is because so many times women themselves have done some terrible things to guys that make them to not want to be into the kind of relationship that will be a joyful relationship at things that men screw up in the first place. I think we are the only people here in America who are having this kind of
conversation. Time limit is up.
You'll have time limit?
Yes.
Nobody told me that.
Hey,
maybe you just don't want, you see, you probably just don't want to hear my view because, you know, I'm hitting the truth. You know, we have screwed up ourselves, and instead of fixing the problem, we keep on dancing around. You know, there's a beating around the bush, and we're not going to solve this problem. We need one another, brothers and sisters. There's no way around it. Keep on fooling yourself.
Abel, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, Abel. I mean,
I'm willing, Abel. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, when you get on here, I mean, I think I know what your mindset be. I'm just asking. I mean, is this your mindset?
We're on a mission from God.
I mean, you just come with everything. You come wholehearted. I mean, Abel, I understand what you're saying, brother, but you got to let other people talk too, man. I understand when you get on that roll, man, and I'm not saying nothing wrong, but Abel, calm down, brother. Calm down. It's all right. It's all right. Have you been scorned before, Abel?
A what?
Have a woman ever scorned you?
So many times.
I feel that, man. I feel you, brother. I can feel the pain in your voice, man. I really do. I can feel the pain in your voice, brother. I really can. Sure.
You are a funny guy, man.
I'm dog. I feel it, dog. Every time you get talking, man, I feel the pain in your voice.
But guess what, Cash? If I was such a better person like I think you're trying to describe me, I won't be seeking unification with women, though. I won't be saying we should try to get together and start thinking negatively about one another. I strongly believe that we all need one another, though. Man needs a lover, a true companion, and a family. And the same thing goes with a woman, too. We have deviated from that family structure, and that's the reason why we're having all these problems, you know. And nowadays you have women can just walk into a store and buy some toy and think it is a man, you know, and think they don't need a man. That's a big lie. You don't need a dude in your house. You need a dude to
stop
take
him,
care of the family.
Stop him.
God, damn.
I mean.
Okay, Red, what you got to say, Red? Oh, hold on.
I said stop him. Hell, he's going on and on and on.
I mean, I'm sorry if I'm illegally taking over your show. I'm just getting the facts, though. I think that's what happened to White Mountain.
We're talking about independent women, man, not black families, dog.
I'm talking about black family. Black family, black women.
All I'm talking about is black family. We know. We get the hint, brother. Get the hint.
I just want to know why women think they're... I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having your independence, male or female. But I just think if you keep running that, if you keep telling God, oh, I'm independent, I don't need a God for nothing, they ain't going to fuck with you. Vice versa. And guys keep telling women, shit, I don't need a woman for nothing but to fuck. In my opinion, that shit is not going to work.
I guess I'm on the wrong.
Because everybody needs somebody they can talk to. Got to have somebody you can talk to of the opposite sex. Everybody, somebody.
I talk to myself.
Hey, that's crazy. You answer yourself?
Yeah, I do, and I answer and I talk back.
Wait a minute, hold up. People always say you're crazy if you answer yourself. How would you know the answer then? What the fuck am I
asking? You said what?
I said people always say you're crazy if you answer yourself. If you ask yourself a question and you answer yourself, they say you're crazy. I don't think that's crazy because I might be like, well, damn, what was I supposed to do yesterday? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to go to the store. How is that crazy?
Because you just answer yourself.
Well, hell, if I didn't answer myself, I wouldn't remember what the fuck I had to do. Huh, Ava?
Well, I'm talking more like, more or less of people that's, you know, having conversations with themselves.
Yeah, like Abel. He had a conversation with
himself. Hey, guess what? Believe it or not, I have a conversation with myself every single day, man. I question my actions.
I really believe the conversation with your everyday. Yeah. Okay, so let's get back on topic, y'all. We started off talking about the Bougetto women. Red, I think you missed this part of the conversation.
I heard a little bit of it.
What type of female are you? Are you the, like you say, are you the middle life drinker at the crib, but you the Corona drinker in the club when somebody else buying it for you?
No, when I go out, I don't expect anybody to buy me anything. If they do, I don't veer away from what I drink. I drink the same thing all the time.
Okay, and what's your drink?
I drink Absolute. I mean,
there,
and then from time to time, I might drink some tequila, but for the most part, it's Absolute.
You are absolutely right.
Well, I don't know nothing about that shit. How much that shit cost?
Not much. It's not a very expensive drink. It's just
okay,
a regular
now,
drink.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say we was talking, right? I called you up and be like, I'm at the L. I'm going to pick something up. And you'd be like, okay. But I don't tell you what it is, right? Now, I show up at your crib with 240s. Do you look at me differently because that's what I drink?
No.
You don't?
No. Drink whatever you want to drink. That's your business.
No, I bought one for you.
I don't drink beer like that.
But you wouldn't drink with me.
So, I mean, you can have the 240s, and we'll be all right.
Oh, okay. Janine, you look at me differently?
Nope.
You drink with me?
No, I don't drink beer.
Well, damn.
Now, hold on now. I'm not gonna come to somebody's house with beer unless they ask for beer. Now, my thing was I'm going to ask you what you drink first. Now, I mean, my thing is if you drink Absolute, I have no problem buying you Absolute. That's not the question at hand. Question at hand is once I get there and I see you got skull balls all on the dresser and all that shit, why'd you have me buy you Absolute? That's the question.
Now, let me ask you a question. okay, you go in the crib and you see all these cheap bottles. What do? You grab your bottle and walk back out the door, or you just go sit down?
No, what I do, and I mean, y'all might say I'm wrong, but shit, I'm going to sit my bottle right next to me. I'm going to sit my bottle right next to me. Now, I might give you a squig, but you're not keeping that bottle. You're not keeping that bottle. I'm walking out with that bottle.
Okay, now, ladies, help me out here. He getting ready to go. He going to take his bottle with him. What y'all do? Now, he bought the bottle for you.
No, I didn't.
No, you asked her what she drank.
Right. I didn't say I
didn't expect you to leave the bottle.
What's up, man? Oh, man, where are you?
What do you do, Janine?
If he try to walk out with something that's supposed to be mine.
Right. Did you say something, you used to be like, I'm not fucking with him anymore.
I probably wouldn't fuck with him no more.
Okay, that's understandable. But you got to figure, if I'm taking the bottle, I probably don't plan on fucking with you no more neither.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now, my thing is this. See, and listen to what I said, brother. See, I never said I'm finna buy you a bottle. I just said, what do you drink? And I can sit there and say, well, hell, I'm going to drink it all up till it's gone anyway. I mean, hey, I'm being hospitable. I'm at the liquor store. What do you drink? Now, I'm just buying what you like. I never said I was buying.
But come on, dog. Let's be realistic. You take something over to a woman's house, 9 times 10, she expects you to leave it there. Right, Janine?
But y'all also said that she had all these cheap liquor bottles sitting around, too, though.
Damn right. She just finished off a bottle of Skulls, and I'm not going to leave my goose there.
So you agree with you? So, Rev, you saying that he should leave with his bottle?
I think that he should just question what type of person she really is if she's having him buy something more expensive than what she's normally accustomed to drink.
Exactly. That's why I'm taking my bottle back with me.
You can't take the bottle back, man. You just got to let that go. You got to take that as a learning experience. I mean, you spent the money to drink it with her anyway.
All right, and what she already got her sips out of it.
Oh, no. Come on, man. I know somebody got to be on my side on this, but he shouldn't be leaving with the bottle.
She.
All you got to do is make them drop it. And then won't nobody have nothing to drink.
See, I knew what Janine was thinking. I'd make the motherfucker drop the bottle before he walked away. With it. I already knew that's what she was thinking. That bottle gonna hit that floor before he walk out the door with it. It's gonna wake something. But you know what, Janine? Here's the tripped out part about it. I was thinking the same thing. Well, if I don't take the bottle, I'm gonna waste that motherfucker. Ain't no, you will not. You will not entertain the next nigga with this bottle. I'm sorry.
So that's why you taking the bottle. Now we get to the root of it. You taking the bottle not because you don't want her to have it. You just don't want her to share it with the next motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
So why'd you buy it?
Because I planned on drinking it.
But you bought it to share it. No matter who you're sharing it with, you bought it to
share it. I shared enough with her until I... Now, hold on now. You got to know now. Okay, all right. We're gonna talk brass tacks here. Here's the whole thing in a nutshell. I come over there. I see the cheap bottles. I'm like, okay, the bitch play. All right, but fuck it, we gonna drink. Now I'm gonna, and ladies, don't get offended. Don't say I ain't shit, because this is the way a lot of men think. I'm just the one that's gonna say it. Now I'm wondering, is pussy gonna be involved? Because I done bought this motherfucking expensive ass drink, and I know you ain't nothing but a motherfucking Skulls drinker. A fifth on your fifth cost $5.99. My fifth cost $30. Now, all right, well, I know if I done bought this drink, and I know I at least got to get some pussy, some head or something out this. Now, I walk out of here with you drunk talking about, yeah, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. Yeah, you ain't going to be drinking this tomorrow. Mm-mm. That's just like old girl yesterday, dog. That means I'm doing just what she did. See, she sent him there, the one she whined and that he whined and dined her, and she kept the bottle and not. This motherfucker walk in, he hit the bottle straight. He hit it straight out the bottle and then get the fuck in her. No, 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 no. That don't happen.
I'm just saying, man.
See?
I mean, hey, that's just a chance you take, man. You know what I'm saying? That's actually, it's your fault because you the one called it ass. That's your fault that you spent $30 on
that. Taking my bottle.
You should have been like, hey, I'm gonna stop by. I'm going to pick up something to drink. You shouldn't even ask her what she drank.
With that, being said, I see a lot of niggas in drunk liquor.
You see a lot of what?
I see a lot of niggas in drunk your liquor.
Well, I don't buy liquor, man. You know who drink up all my shit.
That's a whole other show entirely.
That's why I don't buy liquor. But I'm saying, though, if a female called me and she said, hey, I'm on my way over there. I'm going to stop at the liquor store. I'm going to pick up something up. All right, I'm like, okay, cool. She get ready to leave. If she want to take a bottle, that's on her. You understand?
So
but if she asks me what I'm drinking and she buys
so
it, that's mine.
You mad she took a bottle?
I'm not mad that she took her drink. She bought something for us to drink together. Okay, cool. But if she asks me, if she say, what you drinking, I'm going to say, I'm drinking some Tanqueray. When she leaves, the bottle stays here. Because you bought that for me because you asked me what I want.
You would actually wrap the woman for a bottle of thing.
She asked me what I want. Somebody got to see where I'm going with this. Somebody got to see through this.
I see where you're going. And really, my thinking is, really, when you take something to somebody's house as a guest, you're not supposed to take it with you. It doesn't matter who house you're going to, whether it be your buddies or your friends or whatever. The way I was brought up, when you take something to somebody's house as a guest, you don't take it back with you.
That's all I'm saying.
Did I get this back?
It ain't about what you get back, man. It's a thought that counts, dude. You thought enough about her to ask her what she was drinking. You should leave her the bottle.
That's just like people going to barbecues, and when they bring meat, they want to take
up,
it
Mom?
With them.
Is we fucking
that
or
shit
what?
Burns me up. That's
right.
Some petty
I
shit
agree
to
with
me.
That too. I mean, you ain't leaving right, nice. My crib, and think you're gonna take it back home. Jesus, fuck that. That shit stays at the crib. Is my opinion.
I don't know,
but
bro.
You brought it on yourself. You brought it on yourself, man. You should have never asked it. You should have been like, hey, I'm going to stop by. I'm going to pick up something to drink. And that should have been it.
All right.
That
all right,
way,
I mean,
you could have bought some Skol and left it.
You damn right. Exactly. You should have told me to buy this motherfucking, you should have told me to buy this motherfucking, you know, I mean, you ain't, I mean, come on, dog. I mean.
Why should she, dog? Think about it. Why should she tell you? You volunteered to buy her something to drink. You asked her, what are you drinking? She don't got to stay. She ain't got to drink what she normally drink. You buying it.
I didn't say she had none. I just said I'm taking the bottle back with me. Now, I might
need to. But I'm saying, but it's the same thing.
Okay, brother. If I'm getting some ass, I will leave the bottle. All right? Is that better?
No, that's not. You should leave the bottle regardless. That's your fault. You spent $30 on some shit because you asked her what she drank. She told you what she wanted to drink. You said, what are you drinking? Right? That's your question, right? What are you drinking? Okay, flip it. Flip the script. Motherfucker asked you what you drinking. What you going to say? You going to say some shit that you want to try, right?
No, I'm going to say some shit that I drink.
You gonna say some shit that you wanna try.
Whatever, no. You gonna say some shit you wanna.
Cause look at him, man.
Look
don't
at
bullshit
me. Let me tell
you
something.
Don't bullshit me, man. Don't bullshit me, man.
Look here. Let me tell you
it's
something.
It's your fault.
You
spent $30, $40 on a drink. And you didn't get nothing out the deal, but now you want to be honorary and selfish and take the bottle with you?
You're damn right. And I'm going to tell you just like I tell her.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hair piece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen.
God damn it. And I'm taking my bottle.
That's some bullshit, man. That's bullshit, dog.
How the fuck I take my bottle from you if you piss me off?
You bring a bottle to my crib. All right, you leaving with that motherfucker.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on, man, because you've been a selfish motherfucker at times, too. Well, I done seen you take your bottle.
Dog, that's bullshit. I'm like Rev. Rev, I agree with you 100%. That's a gift. It should stay.
Once again, you can't compare a barbecue to going against a pussy. You can't compare the two.
Who's to say? Maybe. Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Did y'all say? Did she tell you we fucking tonight? Nope.
What you think the liquor for?
Just because you buy liquor don't mean you're supposed to get some ass automatically. Come on,
exactly.
Dog. You know that game. You know that game, man. Come on, man. Keep it real.
Okay, now I'm just bullshitting with that part. But now,
okay.
Seriously. Seriously. I mean, maybe I don't get the, maybe I might not get no ass every time I buy the liquor. But damn, I'm still saying, if I buy some motherfucking, that's just like you said, I want Patron. You want Patron, but I'm seeing this motherfucking Jose Cuervo all around there. No. Something got to come on.
Is we fucking or what?
That's why you don't ask. Don't ask. You take what you drinking over there. If she ain't drinking,
like, you don't get no pussy. Cause you
well, how much the Patron cost?
I have no idea.
I mean, probably $30.
You get 30 licks. That's what you get.
Now you're going to be a victim of David.
Oh, no.
But shit, once I get you negative, we down. Once I get you negative,
hey, it's so funny.
30 minutes, man. That's all you get.
I
ain't get no ass out of the deal.
Yeah, okay.
You get 30 licks.
I'm going to take
30 licks on your neck.
Hey, I'm gonna get 22. Hey, wait, that ain't your tongue. Wait, that's not your tongue. I know.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, now I know we're going over, but I just question. I gotta ask this question. This go out to the ladies. All right. If a man come home and, you know, you find out he'd been with another woman, and he say, well, all she did was just suck my dick, would you believe him?
It depends on the man.
Okay, I'm just saying, okay, let's just say, we hypothetically speaking, we've been on this show long enough. Janine, me and you are item. I come home. You say, all right, I know you was with such and such. And I say, but Janine, all she did was suck my dick. That's all she did. Would you believe me?
No.
Wait a minute. You said it depends on the man. So what you trying to say?
What you saying?
I said you said it depends on the man. So what you trying to say about me?
Yeah, I said it depends on the man.
Oh, so what you... Okay. Okay. What about...
Okay, answer this question. Did you come when she sucked her dick?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, then I might believe it.
But what if I said I didn't?
Leonardo. Then you fucked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Rev, same question.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay.
Rev don't believe nothing the man say, man. You know, they just
right.
whooping motherfuckers and shit.
Okay, well, now let me flip it. Let me flip it now, fellas. If she say, well, yeah, I was with him, and he ate me out, but that was it. Do you believe her?
You're able?
Excuse me? You talking to me? I'm sorry, I didn't quite, I was kind of absent mind on that particular question. Can you repeat it? I was kind of looking at something else on the web. Can you repeat the question?
Mama?
Well, if she came home and told me that, my response is this.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Because I don't believe shit she said.
Okay.
I just don't believe it. I mean, think about it. Think about this, man. How many women have you got like that?
You know what? That's my point exactly. Because you're not going to get me to believe that he ate me out. He just ate me out and nothing else happened. That's bullshit.
That's it. Yeah, right. Come on.
Well, what's the big difference? I mean, if she let you out, that means some sexual activity went on. So what's the big deal?
Now, Abel, that said, though, a lot of people feel like long as I didn't get penetrated, and a lot of motherfuckers feel like long as I didn't go inside her, they feel like they didn't cheat.
Shit, that's a lie.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
I mean, okay. All right, now, let's be honest. Now, fellas, let's be honest. This your old lady, this your woman. Would you rather her, I mean, if it was the truth, would you rather her just say, well, my pussy just got ate, or she actually got fucked? Which one would you be more tolerable to? I mean, come on now. I'd be hot and I'd be pissed off, but damn, I'd be like, well, he ain't penetrate. He ain't hit it. But
I would be more satisfied with the non-penetration. I mean, I can accept that more than I can the actual penetration. You know
exactly, that penetration. You like, oh, bitch, I'm finna kill you. I got to kill you now. But now you be like, all right, bitch, you did what? You know,
but
y'all
you
call
it,
us bitches.
How many times does you going down on a woman need the penetration?
I understand what you're saying, dog.
99% of the time it does. But I can accept a non-penetration, but I wouldn't believe it. I would believe it more than that just happened. But if that's what she told me, I can accept that. I won't believe it, but I'll say, okay, all right, well, when I do it, you can't get mad.
Now, let me ask the ladies. And I'm going to ask y'all, is the first question to pop in y'all mind is, well, what did you do?
What did who do? The guy?
Yeah, because he like, oh, shit, what's up, my dick? I mean, do it pop in your mind? What did you do? I mean, did you eat the pussy? Yeah, I just had an oral festival.
Well, I wouldn't believe she just sucked your dick in the first place.
But it's me. It's
I know.
It's you. Damn you to me. Rare, you believe me, wouldn't you?
No way. But I would be just as upset about either one, penetrating or not. I would still be the same pissed.
The same.
Yeah, but which one would you accept? I mean, which
either
one can you tolerate the most?
I can't tolerate neither one of them.
Damn, bro.
Done did.
Okay, so now, all right. Well, now let me ask you, bro, before you answer that. Let me ask you. And I ain't even finna get you. I know you don't put your personal business out, so I'm not even asking you. But I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, I don't know if you do or don't, but I'm just saying, what if you didn't suck dick and he just really wanted it and you just wouldn't do it and he went out and got it done?
Well,
Would you be mad?
Well, then he need to stay where he at from.
Wow. So you really, I mean, if he like, well, baby, that's all I want. I mean, he the perfect guy. He just want his dick sucked. You wouldn't do it?
Well, I mean, I ain't saying I wouldn't do it, but you saying that if I didn't do. Yeah, hypothetically speaking, I mean, if that was that situation,
if that was
and
like
you wouldn't get it.
Your religion or something. Would you break religion or would you do it? I mean, I'm just asking. You would break religion.
Yeah, that's nothing major. But I'm just saying, if it was something that I was against and he went against what I approved of, then I feel like he could stay where he at.
Yeah, but shouldn't you should blame yourself for that though, because you don't do what he wants,
true.
What
he likes.
Maybe we shouldn't be together. Then maybe we not the people for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still can't get mad when you find out. You can't get mad because he asked you 100 times. You can't
say
no.
Y'all would get mad if it was us.
So if it went against
and I know that, and I know that to be true, because every time he wouldn't eat my pussy, it got ate. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. We are not on the same level sexually. It don't work. It just don't. Because I'm getting my shit done. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Crazy
that's
hell.
Damn.
So, women, we the same as y'all. So, whatever. Whatever y'all don't do, believe me, it's getting done.
Okay, with that being said, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the same time, you didn't really just, you know, you said, okay, well, motherfucker, I gave you the opportunity to do it. You ain't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I got it. I like you just said, it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the same way, right?
Well, the difference is we don't get caught. Y'all do. So we don't ever have to explain ourselves anyway, really.
Oh no, now some
of
y'all
true.
Some of y'all don't get caught. Some of you motherfuckers just men.
If a woman get caught, it's because we want to get caught. We tired of cheat. We tired. Okay, I'm tired of that.
Alright, yeah, and in a lot of cases that's be true. But now you got some of them motherfuckers just stupid.
Well, at that point they might not care. Some people can just get to the point where they don't care.
No, now Janine, come on. I will give you the fact that women are smarter than men when it comes down to that. I will give you that, but I say 85% of y'all are smarter, but that other 15 are dumb motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Now you probably got, and with us it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You got 85% of us just stupid to the point that we just get caught. But you got like 15 that's just gonna be like, okay, he's a smooth motherfucker.
Well, I ain't that one yet.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying. It's some that's out there. And it's just some women that you be like. I mean, I know you've seen some women. You be like, bitches, you just stupid. You just dumb.
Well, it depends on what type of relationship you in.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we done went over. We done went over like a motherfucker. Okay, so I guess we'll hit our final words real quick. Abel, you got any last words?
Yeah. Well, how about a good show? Nice talking to y'all or something, bro. Show some love.
Machine.
Hey man, come to the crib, man. I'm gonna hook you up a page.
Janine, any last words, baby?
Oh, I had a nice time. Nice talking with you guys.
Did you finish with your test?
No.
You still doing?
Have
it?
Like 45 minutes.
I see. That's what I can tell when you up to something, when you doing something, because you that test must be pissing you off because you sound very bitter.
I sound better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pissing me off.
Don't worry. You're going to ace it, baby. You're going to ace it. Don't even worry about it.
I need a stress reliever.
Hey, you know we deliver.
Hey, look here. I tell you what. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do, Zane. You pass this test. You put it on. You put your test results on sincity.spruce.com.
Mm-hmm.
I personally got a special surprise for you.
Oh, okay.
Now you pass the test. You put it on there. We got a surprise for you.
Yeah, okay.
Study hard, baby. Study hard.
Mm-hmm.
Don't die. Don't study hard, girl.
Get my test.
What you say? What you say to my son?
You don't know what my test really is. I can just put whatever on there. I forget my surprise.
Do your work.
You scored 102 on a test that's only worth 100.
Uh-huh.
You got extra credit.
Right. Words, baby. Rhea.
Oh, decent show. Your phone was breaking up.
Wow, decent show? You supposed to tell me good show. I mean, at least stroke my ego a little bit.
Decent, good show, decent show. It means the same thing.
Okay.
Hey, Rhea, did you vote on the poll?
No, I did go on the site today, though.
Vote the poll. You trying to blow me out.
Okay,
so
I'll do it tomorrow.
Outstanding.
All right, y'all. Any last words, Doc?
SinCity.spruce.com, y'all. We need y'all to post some blogs on there. We need, y'all got ideas, y'all got topics. Shit, put it on there. We can talk about it.
Tell your friends. Let's get it in.
True that.
All right, y'all. Till next week. Peace.